Welcome to the Cambridge Folk Festival podcast 2008.
Yes, hello, and welcome to the fourth podcast of the Cambridge Folk Festival 2008, bringing you the best of Saturday's action at the festival. The day was looking rather miserable up until about 3 this afternoon, when the sun broke through the clouds and began to dry up the rather soggy Cherry Hinton site. It was just around the time Eric Bibb took to the stage. But more from Eric later on. On today's podcast, we will also be catching up with Devon Sproul, Billy Bragg, and festival programmer Eddie Barkin. We will also be talking to a man who is helping the festival keep up with the digital revolution.
Hi, I'm Devon Sproul. I'm from Charlottesville, Virginia. We are at Cambridge Folk Festival having a great time.
Devon, you've just come off stage from the main stage. How was it?
It was lovely. It was. I was a little anxious about it because we didn't get much of a sound check, but everyone seems to know what they're doing out there, like the crew-wise. So it was really good. We tried this Joni Mitchell song at the end, and that was a little rough, but maybe just rough because you're trying someone else's song, so you don't want to like butcher it too badly.
I thought it sounded great, and to be honest, the crowd are very receptive as well, I thought, for the whole performance. Tell us about your headgear. Obviously, people can't see it on the podcast, but there's a photo on the Cambridge Folk Festival blog about it.
Yeah, it's a little fold-up hat that I bought at the Larimer Tree Festival. My friend Rich actually thought I should buy it, and I don't know, who knew that he would know how brilliant it would be in the end, but...
Now, on Thursday, you did a live recording for Radio 2, which is now available to download from their website. And you're going to be staying today and also tomorrow. Is there anyone you're planning to go see or anyone you'd recommend people go see?
Joan Armour Trading is probably what I'm most interested in. I grew up at this sort of commune in Virginia, central Virginia, kind of rural thing. And people are really into her there. And so kind of you're always interested in kind of what you grew up on. I like the variety here. I'm really curious and also a little suspicious of some of the like indie artists. So I'm definitely going to go check them out because I'd like to sort of see some good like playing and good creativity amongst the like super coolness of that. Because the folk thing is so great and so boring sometimes. And so it's cool that they book stuff that's a little weird. And I'm hoping to find some like weird and also good stuff. That makes sense.
Now, you're coming to the end of the festival circuit, like most artists, and you've done quite a few festivals this year. How does the Folk Festival compare to others that you've performed at so far?
Well, the organization is really good. The thing I was kind of impressed by is that people are pretty laid back. They're really well organized and kind of need you to do things certain ways, but they're not like total Nazis about it, you know, which is nice for us because, you know, we only get the 45 minutes on stage, and so it's nice to not feel just like, and then play, and then, you know, like, it doesn't always make for a good set. I like that they're a quote-unquote folk festival, but they have lots of different kinds of music here. It's refreshing.
My name's Martin Twiss, and I run the Folknet Cafe. The Folknet Cafe is an internet cafe in the middle of these beautiful grounds at Cherry Hinton Hall.
Most festivals are arranged so people get away from the real world, where they're detached from their Blackberries, they're detached from the internet. But here, there seems to be almost an encouragement by having an internet cafe here.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, but you'd be surprised how popular it is. Lots of people keep coming back, keep in contact with friends and relatives on the outside world. And yeah, we'll be busy morning, noon and night. The internet cafe itself's been here for about 6 years, but this is my fourth or fifth year running it now.
So you've got the internet cafe here, Martin, but surely you can't just turn on the wireless. The whole festival can have wireless. People can sit in their tents with their laptops and log on at home.
Yeah, it's an interesting challenge trying to get an internet connection into the middle of a field. You can't really use wireless either because the BBC outside broadcast vehicles turn up and they're a little bit more powerful than a home wireless sort of router. So we actually came down here a few days ago. We've run cables all over site and we've got trees with Ethernet points now. They're brilliant.
I suppose you can protect the trees that way by making them part of the technological revolution.
Exactly, future-proofing the trees. We'd hate to think that, you know, that we're not trying to put something back into this wonderful grounds here.
Brilliant. And what are you looking forward to seeing this weekend at the Folk Festival, if you get a chance?
If I get a chance, well, definitely The Levellers, it's got to be, really. And there's some really good local acts on tonight, which I'm going to go around and have a look at, providing I get finished.
Martin, thanks very much.
Cheers, thank you.
She's my hero, dead or gone.
Hi, this is Eric Bibb. backstage at the wonderful Cambridge Folk Festival.
Eric, it's been 6 years since you played last. How does it feel to be back?
Oh, it feels wonderful, just wonderful. What a great crowd, and you know, this is one of the holy gatherings on the calendar, so it's been a while, and I'm really glad to be back.
This date is part of your world tour, which you've been going on for quite a few months now. How does the Folk Festival compare to other dates?
Well, festivals in general tend to be huge outpourings of great collective energy, you know, optimism. Anybody who plans a festival for the English summer and prays for the great weather that we're having at the moment, it's actually okay. We've had some sunshine, we've had some rain, but it's just a very kind of up kind of vibe at festivals that sets them apart from, I'm not saying that other gigs aren't upful, but this is so loudly upful. We've been having a really fine tour. We've been in France a lot, we've been in the States. We're going to get to Australia a little later in the year, next year actually. We've been to Scandinavia, had some really great festivals. But England is kind of where I got my big start, you know, internationally, so it's dear to me.
The weather was really good to you during your performance. The sun was shining all the way through, and then as you finished, the clouds gathered again.
Well, that wasn't a deal I made with my maker. I was just really happy to see the sun, because when we arrived, it was kind of really coming down, and I was thinking, well, I know people are going to brave the weather, but still I felt bad for all the people who were outside of the tent area. But then it just kind of cleared up, and there we were, you know, kind of shining at each other, so grateful for that.
You're going to be performing on stage two on Sunday, as well as doing a blues guitar workshop. Is there any artists in particular that you want to check out before you leave?
Definitely. I was happy to see Basuku with his wonderful Nguni Orchestra. I'm really looking forward to seeing Katie Lang. And I'm also looking forward to, and I'm hoping I'm going to be still here, because I got a gig in France directly after tomorrow. But I hope to see Judy Collins. Judy is one of my heroes. I listened to her just all the time growing up. Ruined her records just playing song after song over and over and over again. And really looking forward to seeing her.
Talking about my hero. Yeah, talking about my hero. Oh, my hero.
Sure, I'm Billy Bragg. I'm from Bark in Essex.
Billy, the first question for you today comes from one of our viewers on the website.
Oh, yeah.
It's a question about your set with the Levellers last night. They ask, what was the song you sang with them?
It was Police on My Back, which is a Clash song from Sandinista, I think. And it's a song I did with them a couple of years ago at their Beautiful Days Festival. And when they said coming up and play it, I had a blank. But when we got up there and started playing it, actually, it all came back to me.
Brilliant. Well, the crowd absolutely loved it. It was great. You've been coming to the Folk Festival now for over 10 years, and you must have seen so many changes happen over those 10 years. What would you say the biggest change has been that you've seen?
I think the opening of this particular festival to more artists from outside of what we might refer to as tradition. I mean, you know, Alan Toussaint on stage now, you know, Katie Lang will be on later. And that's good. I mean, Cambridge did have a reputation as being conservative. Now, I don't say that in a bad way, because it was a traditional folk festival. And I think what they've done is, as the broad sweep of world music has sort of like grown since the early 90s, Cambridge has reflected this by becoming a bit more of a roots festival. So there is room for the tradition, but also there's room for other kind of music from around the world, like me and the Levs.
With this different route the Folk Festival have been taking, is there any particular artists which you have discovered whilst you've been at the Folk Festival?
I mean, there's always something you can stumble upon. And yesterday I stumbled upon a young band from Nova Scotia, and they shouldn't have been lying there. It's a stupid place to lie down and watch a band, and it's just unfortunate I trod on one of their instruments and it was broken, and that was it.
Is there anyone in particular you're looking forward to seeing over the weekend?
I'm looking forward to seeing Katie Lang. She's on next, and just before us, and hopefully I'll hook up my brother and his family and we'll sit and watch her.
In that case, I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Eddie Barkin, it's Saturday night, Katie Lang's about to go on the main stage. The Folk Festival has seemed to have gone so well. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very pleased, and I'm sure a lot of the team are feeling in the same way. It's very exciting, it's great, it's really satisfying.
The weather's been on and off, but it doesn't seem to have dampened people's spirits. Has the rain caused any problems?
I think people have just got on with it. I mean, who can predict the English weather? And where we've needed to, we've sent out the gully suckers and we've been sucking up the puddles of water, much to the amusement of some of the customers. But that means that as soon as the sun comes out, ground is dry again. And it's been fantastic. Really, really great atmosphere here.
One of the big changes at this year's Folk Festival is the attempt to go green and become more environmentally friendly with the use of the reusable cups and so many other initiatives. How's that been going? Has it been a success?
It's been a huge success, and we really need to thank everybody in the audience for embracing it so well. It's quite incredible. I mean, the site looks like a completely different festival to that which we've had in previous years. You just wouldn't believe the problems we have kind of had in previous years. And to go out there now, the ground is completely clear. There are no plastic glasses on the ground, and people have been really cool with the whole system, and it's worked really well, and we're very pleased and we're really grateful to people.
Katie Lang's about to go on stage. This is an artist you've been trying to get for the Folk Festival for a number of years now. How does it feel to finally get her to play?
Oh, it's great. It's really nice. As you say, we've wanted her to play at the festival for a number of years, and things come to those who are patient, and now it's about to happen, and it's great. We're really looking forward to it.
The Imagined Village closed the festival today, and it's been a day of top quality music, but maybe not so top quality weather. A lot of the performances today were filmed as part of BBC Four's coverage and also BBC Online's coverage. Sets include Eric Bibb, Martha Wainwright and KD Lang. These sets will be available to watch on bbc.co.uk from next week. Tomorrow is the final day and we have music from Joan Armour Trading, Richard Hawley, Seth Lakeman, Noah and the Whale and Judy Collins. Don't forget to check out the Folk Festival blog, which is updated hourly and also includes our celebrity blogger Corinne Polwart. Thanks very much for downloading this podcast. The fifth and final part will be available from Monday morning. Bye for now.
Thank you for downloading the Cambridge Folk Festival podcast 2008. Visit cambridgefolkfestival.co.uk for more podcasts from the festival. This podcast was produced by Neon Podcasts in partnership with the Cambridge Folk Festival. Music by Chunk Music.